There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
And welcome to the show. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. We're here today and every week to inspire and educate you all about adoption. If you've been touched by adoption or know someone who has, we would love it if you'd share our show with them. They can visit us on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com and listen to any of our previous broadcasts. Over 2 years now, we have had over 450,000 listeners to the show since we started. And as I say every week, it's a real privilege to have this show each week. One of the other things that we do is we really help families to bring their dream of adoption to come true. And where we come in is to help families with the financial aspects of drawing that dotted line between bringing their child home together. And you can find out some more information online at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. We can even help you coach you through some of the processes and connect you with valuable resources to help you through your journey. Adoption, as many of my listeners know, has touched me personally in my family, and I want to do all I can to bring your family together forever and help you. So last week, we had on the show with us Irene Clements. It was a really fascinating interview. Irene is the president of the National Foster Parent Association. Loved hearing about these resources, certainly very important resources that they are providing to foster parents. And I even shared a personal story when I was young in the 70s that my family attempted to do foster care. And we had no education. My parents had no support or no help with that. And it ended poorly for us. And so I reflected with Irene during the show about that. And it was just very interesting that she had been around for a long time and talked about how the Foster Parent Association really helps families to adjust, to kind of educate them, to prepare them for the journey of being a foster parent, and then also obviously becoming an adoptive parent. Some interesting statistics that she gave to us is that 80% of the kids that are in foster care and their families, 80% of them now have completed an adoption with that child. So I was really felt good about that particular statistic. So check it out if you want to learn more about their information. You can go to their website at nfpaonline.org. That's nfpaonline.org. And as you know, you can always find information about any of the previous broadcasts on my website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Well, today, another wonderful show in store. I have with me today founder and executive director Janice Goldwater of Adoptions Together. This is one of the most diverse nonprofit social service agencies serving Virginia, Maryland, Washington, and Baltimore area. They support children and families formed through adoption, guardianship, foster care, and kinship care. They have a holistic network of more than 36 innovative services that build and strengthen families. And welcome, Janice. I appreciate you being here with us on the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So I understand that you founded this organization. Is that right?
Absolutely. When I began my career as a social worker, I started out working in community mental health. And then when I found my way to adoption, probably about 4 years after I began working as a social worker, and when I found my way into adoption, I found it was the most interesting, stimulating world that I had come upon. So I sort of dove in and learned everything I could learn about the field and worked in a few different organizations and saw there were some real gaps in the community and decided that rather than complain about what didn't exist, I would create something that would fill the gaps. So I started Adoptions Together in September of 1990 And so as we come into this calendar year of 2015, it's very hard to believe that it will be 25 years. But it's been 24 and a half now, very blessed years of having the opportunity to do incredibly wonderful work.
Well, and you guys have found permanent homes for more than 3,000 children. That's just, that is amazing. That's an amazing number. And fostered a child-centered approach to adoption that welcomes all children regardless of their age, health, and race. And so it's amazing to me. And congratulations, by the way, for 25 years doing this. And also, I'm always so intrigued. As an entrepreneur myself, I kind of call myself a social entrepreneur because obviously that's what we do. Congratulations for being one of the pioneers in social entrepreneurial work. I always think that that's really exciting. Can you say what, as you reflect on the last 25 years, are there any highlights that you would give us or one thing that maybe stands out for you?
I think, you know, it's interesting. Just today we were talking to a funder and we were talking about we were talking about our strategic plan and our forward movement, and we were talking about how our plan in the next 5 years is to double what we've done in the last 24 and a half years. And so, you know, she said, you know, when we were talking about some capacity building funding, and we were talking about what it means to be a nonprofit that is dynamic and successful and, you know, moving forward in such a positive way. And, you know, one of the things that one of my team members said was, you know, we don't have any ego here. We have a thirst for knowledge. And I said, you know, every day I wake up looking forward to learning something new, looking forward to a way of taking new information and doing what I do, what we do, even more effectively. So I think I attribute our success to being very open-minded, embracing new information as it comes forward, keeping our egos checked at the door, and, you know, just, I think, for me, one of my greatest gifts as a leader is identifying brilliant, creative people and then inspiring them. And we have an incredible team here at Adoptions Together. And I think that's the key ingredient for positive and productive work. And also keeping our eye on the mission. You know, whatever happens, we always go back to what is it that we're about? We're about improving the lives of children, the lives of families. And as long as we stay focused on that, whatever happens along the way, we can solve it.
Right, right. Well, I love the fact that you are really focused on team. I think that's a very, very important, really focused on your mission. Love the whole idea of check your ego at the door, because it's not about us at all. It's about these kids, and it's about making sure that these families are brought together. I couldn't agree more. So over the 25 years, I'm sure you could reflect with us about some of the pretty big changes in adoption. And before I ask you that, let me just ask you, you provide domestic. Tell us about the services that you provide at Adoptions Together, because I want to get kind of your perspective about how adoption has changed.
Okay. Today, we continue to provide domestic infant adoption services, and the majority of families that we work with come from our region, both our birth parents and our adoptive parents. Since we have the policy of welcoming every child who's in need of a family, we have since day one, we get a broad base of expected parents who come to us, some who are in what one might define as good health, many who are, you know, in medically compromised situations, and they know that they'll be welcomed here with the same ability to be counseled and explore the option of adoption. So we place a variety of infants, some that are born from difficult prenatal environments, some that are born with medical issues, some that are born that are healthy, and we'll place, you know, between 40 and 50 infants a year. Okay. And then we also work with kids that are in state foster care. We work very closely with the with Baltimore City and Washington, D.C. We also work with our local counties. We actually have a program called Adoption Works, where we work with waiting children across the country who are seeking parents. And so we actually work with the parents to prepare them to adopt children. And then many of our families look at the AdoptUSKids.org website and identify kids. And then we have many caseworkers like placing with our families because we have a full spectrum of support services. So not only do we fully prepare families.
So it doesn't
families,
just stop there. Your services don't just stop there. Yeah.
I remember in old days, I can remember somebody I worked with who would say, you know, it's a done deal once we had a child placed and we had a full legal transfer. I can remember back in those early days thinking, no, I think the work has just begun.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. Because, yeah, having that family come together. I felt that way. Many folks know that my daughter is from China. And while our agency did a really, really good job, I will say to you that I felt like kind of I was dropped off a cliff. You know, it's kind of like, okay, here I am. And it was kind of a tough road for us. In that first 3 months of being together as a family. And there are still, she's seven now, but there are still issues that come up that I'm always trying to find resources for and look for information for. So we've got about 30 seconds, and I ask you kind of a loaded question there in terms of the services that you provide, but let me recap that. So you provide domestic infant adoptions, and you provide adopting foster to adopt services, and then you provide kind of a whole spectrum of follow-on services, if you will, support services to those families. Do you do international adoption, Janice?
Yes. Maybe after the break we could talk about that.
Yeah, okay. We'll jump into that after the break. So again, thanks for being with us. I have with me today Janice Goldwater, who is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. And their website is adoptionstogether.org if you want to find out more information about them. A special call out certainly to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, Holly & Associates, and Embrace by Grace. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's a very affordable way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others touched by the adoption triad. You can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com for more information. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com. Pure religion is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. You're with Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio, where each week our shows and links and resources mentioned on this week's show can be found at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. On our website, we can give you some great fundraising ideas and step-by-step plans to help create a comprehensive financial plan to complete your dream of adoption. We can also provide resources for those agencies that we work with that use our adoption finance coaching system. Currently, EACI, Beacon House Adoptions, A Step Ahead Adoptions, and Adoption and Beyond are our affiliate agencies. We're growing every day, adding agencies to our list of services that they can provide to you free of charge to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your adoption. We know that number one barrier to adoption in most cases is the high cost, and we are here to help you. So we are back with Janice Goldwater, founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. Love hearing about the services that you provide, Janice. And before we jump in again, I just want to say the website, it's adoptionstogether.org. That's adoptionstogether.org. And you are providing nonprofit agency providing social services serving Virginia, Maryland, Washington, and Baltimore areas. And so there's a full spectrum of services here. And before we left the break, we're talking about some of the specifics that you had. 25 years of doing this, by the way. Janice started this organization in 1990. And so you provide domestic infant adoption. You also provide foster to adopt services. Now tell us a little bit about, we asked before the break about international adoption. Tell us a little bit about those services.
Okay, so we began doing international adoption in 1992. We were one of the first organizations working in Russia and then China in 93. And then over the years have placed a number of children internationally. Today, we're doing very little international adoption. You know, I think with the changing economic situations and the politics within many of the countries that we once placed kids from, the kids no longer need to be adopted by families in this country. And with the regulations set forth with the Hague Commission, it's become very difficult. So today we do work with some partner agencies where we're doing some Korean adoption, we're doing some African adoption. All of our international adoptions today are done through partner relationships. So if there's a family that lives in our community who is interested in adoping, say, through Spence Chapin or Holt or one of the many organizations around the country that are still doing international placements, they can come to Adoptions Together to get prepared, you know, to get educated, to get their home study done, okay, to get their post-placement done, and then to have a home agency where they can get all of the support that they need as they raise their child.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about that support. And this is not just for international adoption, but this is any of the types of adoptions that any of the families would complete. What are some of the support services that you provide?
Absolutely. You know, I believe that support is one of the most critical elements of successful parenting. And so what we do at Adoptions Together is everything from educational programs. We have webinars for families outside of our community. We have in-person training for families who within our community. We have counseling services. We have parent coaching. You know, many of our parents, as they hit school age, as they hit adolescence, they come up with some challenges that having an adoption competent therapist,
right.
You know, who understands, you know, what is the impact of a child who may have spent some time in an orphanage, who may not have had their needs met early in life. How does that affect their development, and how is that going to impact them, you know, both at home and in the school environment?
Mm-hmm.
So we do everything from 24/7 crisis intervention to very organized, family-focused counseling services. So we have support groups, educational programs, really kind of take a very holistic approach and wrap around the family unit. We believe in family, and we believe that information is power. And so we try to create services that meet the needs of the communities that we serve.
Right. So, and you say the communities that we serve. So basically you guys serve Virginia, Maryland, and the Washington, D.C. area. Is that right?
That's where we're physically, but we do have families that call for coaching services that are outside of our geographic area.
Uh-huh.
You know, with technology being what it is, we have people that connect with us from all over the place.
And, oh, okay. You know, well, that's good. So,
yeah, and because we have
go ahead. I was just going to say, those services are available even if you don't complete an adoption through Adoptions Together, even if you don't use you as a placement or services for the adoption. Are those services available for any adoptive family?
They're available for any adoptive family, absolutely.
Okay. That's really wonderful. So on the webinars and do you find that there is a certain, are there certain webinars or certain coaching things that are more popular than others? Like when families arrive home, is that a more popular, is there a trend that you can see that's happening with some of the educational components that you're providing?
I think the first, you know, there's all of the anticipation, and then when families first get home, we find that there's more of the parent coaching, the in-person support, you know, the dream of becoming a parent and the reality of parenting are often very different. And, you know, parenting is pure hard work.
Right.
And so, you know, many of us dream about what it's going to be like to be parents. And then once our kids are home, it's like, oh.
No one told me about that, right?
Yeah, no one told me about that. So providing
support,
you know, from the very beginning is just critical. And then as our kids reach each different developmental stage, there's an extra element that kids that were touched by adoption or had changes early on in life that they deal with. So we have many families coming to us as their kids. Between second and third grade is a big place. As they transition, anytime they transition from one school to the next, adolescence is huge. Adolescence is huge for most everybody.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it can be even bigger for our population. And so the more parents can understand what's going on with their kids and they can understand their own reactions, because, you know, each one of us parents is a human being that has our own rich history full of things that make us feel good and things that don't make us feel good.
Right.
And then, you know, when our children reflect some of those things back, sometimes we don't respond in a way that makes sense to us. I'm never going to sound like my mother. Why is it that I sound just like her?
Oh, that's so true. I get reminded of that every time my mother comes to visit me. So in 2010, I was reading that you received the Adoption Excellence Award from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And I was just curious about that. Can you tell us about that award and how that felt to receive such a great distinction?
Yeah, thank you for acknowledging that. It felt really good. At that point, we hit 20 years, and just reflecting back on the thousands of lives that have been improved because of the work we were doing and having the acknowledgement, you know, the national acknowledgement of that really hard work. It's just a wonderful feeling. And I do admit I still have that nice little piece of cut glass sitting in my office, and it makes me feel good.
Yes, I'm sure it does. And proud. Then also in 2010, you received, you were honored by the Human Rights Campaign in 2010 by receiving All Children, All Families Seal of Recognition. Now, I don't even know about this, so tell me about what is this particular recognition or award?
What this has to do with, the Human Rights Campaign is the largest, most active advocacy organization for the LGBT community, and the All Children, All Families campaign is a cultural competency program that teaches organizations to be inclusive and welcoming of all families and to be culturally competent in serving the LGBT community. So there's a criteria that an organization has to meet at a level of education, of knowledge, and and sophistication that one must have in order to be a place that is identified as welcoming, where the interests of children are going to be put first rather than he's looking at any single variable like sexual orientation as a screening point.
Okay, so when you said earlier in our first segment, leave your egos at the door, this is really the epitome of that. As I hear you describe that, this is really the epitome of that, and the fact that you are able to honor all children, all families. Is this an award that you were recommended for, or are you nominated for such an award, or is it an award that is just bestowed upon you because of your reputation? How did they even find you?
Well, this is actually, it's sort of, where's the first one with the HHS award? Mm-hmm. That was one that we were nominated, that I was nominated for and vetted, and somehow I came up as a person to be honored. With the All Children, All Families, it's more something that organizations can apply for. And once they meet the level of professionalism and competency, then they are bestowed such an honor.
Okay. So that's wonderful. And really a great honor, by the way, that you would get both of those in the 20 years that you had been doing this. And I'm sure that gave you fuel to continue to do what
Absolutely.
You're doing. Yeah. Well, great. Well, we're going to take another break, Janice. Again, I'm with Janice Goldwater, who is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. Information about them can be found on their website at adoptionstogether.org. That's adoptionstogether.org. Providing all types of services, and have matched over 3,000 families in the 25 years that they've been doing this incredible work. So again, you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back for more.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at HAWLEY&Associates.com. Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison. This is Your Adoption Coach Radio on Voice America. And, you know, I've coached families through the adoption process and helped to navigate the sometimes bumpy roads of the adoption world. One of the biggest needs and concerns is, of course, raising money. And that's where my coaching and raising finances can really help families. My coaching system and all the support materials are offered from our through our trusted affiliate partners, Adoption and Beyond, Beacon House Adoption, EACI, and A Step Ahead Adoption Services. You can find them on my website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. So we are back. We're back with Janice Goldwater with Adoptions Together. Their website is adoptionstogether.org, and we were talking in the last segment about the types of services that you offer and specifically drilling down a little bit on the international. And you said that I wrote it down. You said that in 1992, you guys were one of the first to do Russia and also in China. But a comment that I wanted to ask you about is the economics. You had referred to the fact that the economics have changed. Certainly, we all recognize that the international adoption landscape has changed dramatically. And you had talked had said something to the effect of the no longer the need to be adopted by our families. And I think that that's probably their perspective. Can you expand a little bit on that for us, Janice?
Absolutely. I think that in many of the countries that once did adoption with the United States, they no longer think that they need to be doing adoption with us. You know, probably the most difficult country for many of us is Russia, because you know, because they define that they no longer need to do adoptions with us, which for what feels like very political reasons. It almost felt like when Putin shut down adoption with American families, it felt punitive. It felt like it was all about the politics. We'll punish you Americans.
Right.
And, you know, it just felt really awful. One thing that we do know is that the orphanages that we once worked with that were quite full no longer are full, and they have both in Russia and China, where we have worked very actively for a number of years, they have developed some infrastructure to deal with their children. I believe that domestic adoption and foster care are more prevalent than they once were. It's hard to imagine that every child who's in need of a family has one. And, you know, in my dreams, children could still be adopted by one of the many waiting wonderful families here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are still some families who are blessed to adopt from China. Mm-hmm. And the wait is very long, 5 to 7 years. You know, there is the special needs program that some families, they are still releasing some, you know, very few children from China.
So when you were you able to, had you ended the Russian program before Russia closed, or were
we
you
did.
Involved? You did. Okay.
Because
I know many agencies did that.
Yeah, we ended probably about 2 years later than we should have. And the reason I say that is we felt very committed. The ethics of how we practice are of utmost importance, and we committed to some families that we were going to follow through for just as long as we could. And things got increasingly difficult, and it was very expensive to keep an office in Moscow and the accreditation. And we had a small handful of families that we felt committed to taking to the end. And we were really fortunate that we were able to get all of our kids home.
Yeah.
But it was probably about 3 or 4 years before it finally shut down.
Yeah, and the whole situation is tragic, and even the whole situation on international adoption is tragic. I just had a group of folks on the show from the Guatemala 900 campaign, and so we spend a lot of time on this show talking about, and I've also had, as my listeners know, Craig Junton and from Both Ends Burning, have had a lot of political conversations about the state of international adoption and Senator Landrieu's work with the SHIFT bill. So it's really an interesting thing to watch, and tragic all at the same time, because we do know that there are still children that are stuck.
Right.
And the international adoption can be something that can. I'm the product of an international adoptive family, so you know I know that it can be a wonderful experience.
Absolutely.
But I also know it provides a lot of fortitude. I was going to ask you, because I talked about this in the first segment and I didn't circle back at the question. It made me think of it. What in your mind over the last 25 years? Certainly we can point to the international landscape and the changes in that. The dramatic changes in the international landscape.
Right.
Other things that you've seen happen over the last 25 years that you could reflect on, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Sure. I think that transracial adoption has become a lot more common, and that embracing the issues of transracial adoption is no longer something the families imagined that they would need to do, that they might want to do. It's something that families now recognize that it's critical to do. And with the number of, starting with the Korean adoptees who were adopted in the 50s, on up to the many kids that were adopted in the 80s and 90s that are now young adults and adults, they have a very strong voice. And they have taught anybody and everybody of the critical importance of embracing them as human beings, and not, in the old days, I think some parents felt like they could ignore their child's physical appearance because to them they didn't see that they were a different race than the parents, but the rest of the world did. And so some kids grew up with very mixed identities and a real lack of coherency. So today, there's wonderful research and information that gives parents all the tools that they need to help their children navigate, what it means to be raised with parents that are of another race than they are. Another thing is openness in adoption. Information sharing being what it is today, there's, even if people want to pretend that something is private and sealed, it probably isn't. We can find each other within minutes on with technology. So, and I think another piece is recognizing that that many adoptees, not all, many adoptees want to know where they came from and whether, they're born in this country or another. And so just sort of embracing the whole idea of openness is as compared to exploring it today, people really know they need to embrace it.
Yes, it's sort of an integral part of you do an adoption, and you understand that at some point within that child's life that there will be a connection to their birth parents, or there will be some search or some connection in some way, whether they're from China or they're from the United States.
That's right.
It's a level playing field, I think, would be a good way to describe that. So I want to jump back in terms of some of the specialized services. So we were talking about some of your specialized services that you provide to families, but you also provide specialized services to professionals. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We part of our mission is to improve the level of information that child-serving professionals have. And so, you know, attachment, understanding, you know, attachment, trauma, adoption issues, you know, there's many people out, many mental health providers who have come to adoptions together to get trained to be able to work more effectively with this population. For years, we've had a year-long training program for therapists, and we've trained hundreds of therapists around understanding these kinds of issues. We just did one a couple weeks ago where we had about 125 parents and professionals about FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and how to understand it, how to most effectively meet the needs of our children who could have had those exposures. We train child welfare workers in the departments of social services. We train teachers. We go into schools. You know, the smallest things in a teacher's mind, like the family tree assignment or bringing in a picture of yourself when you were a baby. Well, for a child who is adopted at the age of 10 or 12 or 14, they don't have a picture of themselves as a baby. And
right.
It, you know, can create, there's a lot that a teacher can do to help a child feel accepted and okay, by understanding adoption issues.
That's wonderful. So I meant to ask you also on some of the workshops that you provide to families. Is there a charge for the workshops? Do you have fees that are associated with the workshops and the coaching that you do?
We do. We have some of our programs are without cost and some are with cost.
Okay.
And so all that information should be on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, anywhere from, you know, $10, $15 for a webinar to, I believe our counseling is $110 an hour. And I believe, so it all varies.
Yes. And it sounds like it's all very affordable. So,
it's all,
And some of
and
it again,
is,
to your point, you're just really offering services.
And doesn't have a cost. So.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Well, again, I'm with Janice Goldwater, who is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together, and we're talking about their just diverse services that they provide to social service agencies in Virginia, Washington, Baltimore area, and also in Maryland as well. So there are a couple of areas that you guys serve, but you also provide support and webinars and coaching to any family that needs support in this area of adoption. So,
and in fact, professionals too. We do travel around the country and train professionals in all kinds in regions all over the place. I mean, I've been to California, I've been to Vancouver and Toronto.
Good.
I mean, all over in this country and Canada.
Good. Well, again, you can find out more information on their website at adoptionstogether.org. That's adoptionstogether.org. And you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Hawley & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com. Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. We want to do a call out for our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, Embraced by Grace, and Holly and Associates. If you have a chance to go to our host webpage on voiceamerica.com, click on those banners, check out some of those services. You can also go to youradoptionfinancecoach.com and check out some of our sponsors. We are so grateful always to our sponsors who make our show possible and bring informative, inspiring information to you each week about adoption. So we're back with our final segment with Janice Goldwater, who's the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. Their website, again, is adoptionstogether.org. Janice, thanks so much for being with us. I saw an interesting recruitment tool on your website called Digital Me. I like that title, by the way. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Absolutely. The Digital Me is a wonderful, really creative tool that one of my team members came up with a number of years ago. What it is it's the digital expression, a child digitally getting taped of a digital expression of the child. So we look at what the child's interests are. That's something we do together. First thing we do is get to know the child, and then we work with them to come up with, what do you want people to know about you? And so we've got, you know, we had one young man who was 16 who loves to cook. So he demonstrated how to make chicken parmesan. And it's a 3 to 5 minute segment just about the child, not about their special needs or about what's wrong, but about who they are as a human being. And it gives prospective parents a really nice look at what's the possibility here? Who is this human being who desperately needs parents to adopt them? And so it's a really wonderful tool that we use. And we work with our local departments of social services to create digital me's on their waiting kids.
Okay.
And very effective.
That is wonderful. And so is it also on your website?
The digital me's are not on our website because it's more of a tool that once families have an approved home study and they're interested in learning, then they get to see it.
So it's really held back for those families who've gone through the home study experience and have and kind of been approved, if you will, to complete an adoption, and then they can go in and look at some of these profiles of some of these kids. I also wanted to make a note about, you have a wonderful heart gallery on your website. And I was looking at that before our interview today. Tell us a little bit about that. Photos, obviously, of children, right?
Yes, we have a minimum of 48 photos of children who are waiting to be adopted. These are children who are in the custody of the Departments of Social Services in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Many of them are also on Wednesday's Child, and all of them are kids that need to be adopted. So if people want to come on our website and take a look and click on and want to know more about any of the kids there, we would welcome your inquiry, and we'll do whatever we can to hook you up with their social worker.
Great. And many of the folks who listen to the show know that we had Wednesday's Child on the show.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So, yeah, so we have learned on the show about the Wednesday's Child program and have been working with them to help them kind of bring more awareness about that particular program, which is really wonderful, by the way. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, that program is about featuring a child every week on television, radio, and in the media. It was a really, really wonderful program. So I kind of saved this to the last, Janice, because there was an article in Adoptive Families Magazine about your personal adoption story and wonderful poem that was written by your daughter. And I was hoping that you might share that with us today.
Absolutely. My husband and I, we have three children born to us, and when our first was graduating from high school, I thought, great, we have an opening now. We've got some room in our family. And somebody said, who convinced you to adopt? And I said, oh my goodness, every day I see children that need parents, and we have some space in our home. So we sought to adopt a child younger than our youngest, who was 11 at the time. So we found just the perfect, almost 10-year-old who joined our family in the end of 2001. And when we went to court in 2002, I looked everywhere for a poem. And she said, Mommy, I think I can write it. So she sat on my lap, and this is what she dictated, and I typed. When I was little, little as you, I had a dream I thought would never come true. I dreamed of a family that would fill up my heart with love. Then my dream came true. Now what should I do? Should I love them back? Of course I will. First my heart said never, but now we are a family forever.
Hmm. That is wonderful. What a great poem. So this was published. She was 11 years old when she wrote this. 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. Actually, she was about 10 and a half years old at that point. And at that point, I knew I had a budding, very creative artist on my hands.
Yes, you did. So that was a while ago. So
She's 22 now.
What's her name? She's 22. What's her name?
Her name's Ileana.
Ileana. And what is she doing today in her life?
Today, she is hoping to be an art therapist, and she is loves to work with kids, mm-hmm. and she loves animals. She's got a bunny rabbit, and just really working on, engaging in the world in a very positive way. So she's doing
wonderful.
Great.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Janice. Thank you so much for sharing your personal story with us and also the story of this wonderful organization. And as founder and executive director of this organization for 25 years now, I hope that you're as proud as you can be of all the work and all the amazing families that you have brought together, because it really is an amazing organization. I appreciate you sharing it with us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kelly. I feel really blessed.
Yeah, really good. So we're going to close, and I want to thank you again for being with us today. It was a really great show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story that you would like to share, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or certainly visit our host webpage at voiceamerica.com. I want to thank you again for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week at the same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.